Hello and welcome to the Make Your Business Boom podcast. I am Eric Lures, your personal business mind optimization strategist, and I'm here to help you fully utilize your mind so you can fully leverage your business resources and fully profit from your business. Now, I want you to get the most you can out of today's podcast, and to do that, I have three simple rules. Number one, no multitasking. Focus. Even if it's just for a couple of minutes, focus on the podcast. It's going to help you change your business and your life. Number two, get excited. You are about to learn information that will massively impact your business and bottom line. Number three, take notes. If you get an incredible learning or a flash of wisdom while listening, make sure you write it down because that's how this is supposed to work. Now in today's podcast, we are going to talk about fear. Fear in business. And fear in business is nothing to be afraid of, as a matter of fact. As Franklin Delano Roosevelt said, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. And by learning about fear in business, you're going to learn how to identify fear in all of its profit-killing disguises. You're going to learn how to overcome it. And you're also going to learn how to build profit by overcoming fear at record speed. You know, what's funny is that in terms of fear in business, I actually had an experience with it just today, right before I started recording this podcast. I was talking with a client of mine, a new client, great woman, and she had sat down with her accountant and then had made financial projections for next year, and then called me up basically in a panic saying, oh my heavens, you know, I'm seeing this, you know, I'm going to lose market share and clients and all this stuff. And she was all scared. And I told her to stop. Stop the insanity. What had happened was this. She had taken past performance and projected it out into the future. So when she saw that up till now, up until she had just started working with me, literally just started working with me, she had been doing less and less and less. Her business had been decreasing. Then she took that business model, which is a decreasing business model, and projected it forward. So think about this. If you have a losing strategy, and you say, well, this is the strategy I've had for X amount of years, and then you project it into the future, and say, oh my heavens, I can only, if it's decreasing at 10% per year, I can see myself being broke in 2 years. Yeah, you'd be pretty frightened too. But the fact was that there was no real financial projection. It was about taking old business models, projecting them forward, and then thinking, well, this is how I used to do it, and so I'm going to see myself doing it in the future. That's one form of fear. Projecting into the future are past problems. As a matter of fact, most fear is usually projecting something from the past into the future. Now, you've probably heard people say that fear is false evidence appearing real. The truth is this, though. We want to understand what fear really is. Fear is the anticipation of pain. That's it. That's all that fear is. The anticipation of pain. So the issue is not fear. The issue is how we create fear. Fear does not exist. It is not something you can put in your hand or in a wheelbarrow. You can't take it and buy it by the pound. It is purely in our mind. Anticipation of pain. That's all that fear is. I'm going to take these actions, and they're going to have some outcome I don't like. That's fear. That's all that it is. It's completely and utterly unreal. Now, this wouldn't be such a big problem, except that 99.9% of business issues are fear-based. Individuals, groups, teams, entire corporations. Because any company, it doesn't matter how big or how small, but we'll take a one-man operation to start with. If I have fear in myself as an individual, and then I go and try to do business, I will manifest that fear into everything I'm doing. I will manifest it into my marketing, into my selling, into my negotiating, into the products I put together, into every facet of my business. Why? Because if I'm afraid when I do all of my work, and I will set myself up to achieve the lackluster outcomes that my fear is telling me to be ready for. Now let's talk about a group. Let's talk about an entire corporation. Let's talk about a corporation of 10,000 people. If everybody in that corporation has some sense of fear about what's going on in their department, their pay, their product lines, you know, what my boss doesn't look happy today, all of these different things swirling around, and you magnify that by 10,000 people, all of these fears based around all of these various business pieces, you're going to have so much emotional, mental emotional garbage and sludge in the pipes that the fact that you can move anything through those pipes and produce any kind of outcome, any kind of products or services, is absolutely amazing. Now think about it like this. Think about one of the wealthiest corporations in the world, let's say a Microsoft. Think about how many people work for that company. Think about how much emotional sludge there is in that company, mental emotional garbage, because of all the fear. Now they're already doing gangbusters compared to everybody else. But what if they could do so much better? What if they could be doing trillions of dollars a year in business? Now think about this back on your level as a one-man operation or a small two- or three-man operation. You look at your life or your business right now and you say, okay, great, we're producing $500,000 a year. But that's with so much fear in your business. What if you could eliminate that fear? What if you could get rid of that mental, emotional sludge for good? What if you could become the ultimate business? Do you know what the ultimate business is? It's a business that just tries, gets feedback, and adjusts. We set a goal. We try something to get to that goal. We get feedback from what we try. And then we adjust according to the feedback and try again until we get the outcomes we desire. It's very simple. And yet, most businesses can't do it. Why? Fear. Mental, emotional sludge clogging up the pipes. The level of profit that your business is going to be able to produce is going to be directly proportional to the amount of fear that you can eliminate on a day-to-day, moment-to-moment basis in your business. Do you want to go from 100,000 to a million? Do you want to go from a million to 10 million, from 10 million to 100 million, from 100 million to a trillion? Get rid of the fear. So, how do we start getting rid of the fear? Well, the truth is that there's many different ways to get rid of fear. There's many different systems, because fear manifests itself in many different forms. And it would take days and days of training for you to start getting some of the higher level techniques. Now, obviously we don't have time to go into that, but what I want to give you is I want to give you some basic fear understanding and elimination processes, all built around your business. So to start with, number one, I want you to list all of the goals that you have for your business, no matter how big, no matter how quote-unquote unrealistic. I want you to shoot the moon with your list of goals. Be outrageous. Be beyond quote-unquote realistic. Nothing great was ever accomplished by reasonable people. Now, after you've made a list of all your goals, I want you, next to each one, I want you to write very short, brief statement. The story you are currently telling yourself about that goal and why you can't have it. The story you are telling yourself about why you can't have this goal. Now, after you've written each story, I want you to break that story down and I want you to ask one very simple question. What disguise is fear hiding in this story? Is it hiding in the story as procrastination? As in, I'm not ready to do this yet, or I need more whatever to do this yet, I don't have time to do this yet. Is it disguised as doubt? I don't think I can do this. Is it disguised as confusion? There's just so much, I don't know where to start. Is it disguised as hesitation? I think I'm ready, but I have a couple of other things I have to do first. Is it disguised as a sense of lack? I don't have the resources to do this. I'll never have the resources to do this. Is it disguised as unworthiness? I'm not worthy of this kind of success. Now, fear has hundreds of different disguises. I just gave you half a dozen of its basic disguises, but it can be hidden as almost anything. Any negative emotion or thought that comes to mind, that is fear hiding itself in that story. So, again, a list of your goals, then the story you're telling yourself about that goal, why you can't have it, what disguise is fear using to hide in that story, and make sure you write down so that you have a specific word. I don't want a sentence, I don't want a paragraph, I want a word. Is it procrastination, doubt, confusion, hesitation, lack, unworthiness? Whatever it is, one word to describe the fear. Now, after I know that word, I want you to write next to that word, how do I know that this is false? Again, how do I know that this is false? And then the story that you tell yourself about why you can't have this goal, I need you to write the story about why you know that that story is false. Go ahead and write your story. And if you need help, go ahead and ask your friends to give you more ideas. The more ideas, the more reasons why you can say, I know that that story about why I can't have it is false. The more bullet points I can say because of this and this and this and that and this and that and the other thing. All of those bullet points, the more you can get, the better. Again, for each goal, why you can't have it, disguise that the fear is hiding in, make sure you get one word, then a story about why your story, why you can't have it, is false, with as many reinforcing bullet points and reasons for you to be able to achieve that goal as possible. And then finally, after that is done, for each goal, and the story that you know now is why you can have it, now you have to ask yourself this question. How would I have to be as a person to believe in these powerful reasons for why I can have this outcome? Then write down what steps you would need to take in what order to become that person. Specifically, do I need to go learn another skill? Do I need to contact another person? Is there some more research I have to do? Whatever it is, what are the steps I need to do in what order specifically to then believe in myself as a person who can achieve the outcomes that I desire based on all of the positive input that I now have? So, for example, let's say that you have a desire to make $1 million a year within 2 years, and right now you make $100,000. Now, the story that you might tell yourself is, well, I've been making $100,000 a year for 5 years. And one of your stories might be that I'm not good at marketing. So what would fear be hiding it as right then and there? It would be hiding as being unqualified. I'm not qualified as a marketer to market my business in such a way to make $1 million from that business. Now, how do I know this to be false? I haven't studied marketing yet. So I'm making $100,000 a year right now and I haven't even studied marketing. I haven't gone out and looked for a marketing consultant. I don't even know that marketing is the problem. It might be my name. It might be my location. It might be who I'm going after as a client. It might be my offerings. So I don't even know if it's marketing that's the problem. So now all of a sudden I have all of these reasons why I'm not even sure that marketing, which I have thought up until this point was the reason that I can't have $1 million business, now all of a sudden I have all these reasons why it might not be the problem. And I have a list of action steps that I would need now to take. So how would I have to be as a person to believe these reasons? I would have to be somebody who was open to learning more, to seeing more, to trying more in my business. What steps would I need to take? Well, I'd need to look into marketing, learning about marketing, or calling a marketing consultant, and looking at my products, and getting feedback from my customers, and doing all the research that would be needed in order to devise, A, that it was marketing, and B, what kind of marketing would I need? Great. Now, what are the steps that I need to take? Well, step number one is I have to go look at a marketing course. Or step number one is I have to call a marketing expert. You see? So you take one problem, which is I'll never have $1 million a year, you break it down, break it down, break it down, break it down, and eventually you will come to the small, tiny little issue that you have. You can easily solve that tiny little issue and create the multi-million-dollar business, or at least $1 million business from the $100,000 business you started with. That's how we break down fear. Now, go do it. Now, for additional information on this subject, as well as assessments, articles, videos, audios, and more information than you'll know how to shake a stick at to help you build your business, make sure you visit our website, which is www.makeyourbusinessboom.com. Again, www.makeyourbusinessboom.com. That's it for today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. Please leave your comments on makeyourbusinessboom.podomatic.com. We love to hear from you. We want as many people as possible to benefit from this podcast. So please email the URL for our program, which is makeyourbusinessboom.podomatic.com, to your friends, family, and anybody else you know who can benefit. Thank you so much for listening. We are now being listened to in all 5 populated continents across the world by multiple listeners, hundreds and hundreds of listeners. I am very grateful for all of you, all of the time and energy you've invested. I hope you have gotten a lot out of our former programs, and I hope you've gotten a lot out of today's podcast, and I hope to bring you a lot more useful information to help you make your business boom going forward in the future. This is Eric Lures reminding you that your business can only grow to the extent that you do. See you next time.